Nation. Yo, we're back. Foul Hook Whitey, partner Booty. How are you?
Great.
Well, you look great. You haven't been here for a while because I've been, you know, doing all this revealing.
Yeah, you had to. Shoot, had to be done.
Jesus Christ. I'm glad that shit's fucking over. What'd you think? And I don't want to talk about that too much today, of course, but what'd you think?
Initial reaction was just like, strip thinking clubs. Of like why he did it, which was like, okay, I get, why, strip clubs? I get why he did it. And then I was like, dang, where's he going at first? And then now I know where you're going.
Yep.
Which is a great fishing over there. You know,
yes, it is. Awesome. Yes, it is. And I haven't even fucking publicly announced that, but it's getting around. And I'll do that at a later time. And I appreciate your comments. And this is the one thing that, you know, post East Rosebud Billings, you know, the Foul Hooked Whitey and Brandon Booty will live on.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I'm not. This is my, you know, this medium that we've developed together, which is good. And I know it's good. But it's not going anywhere. Okay. So what I want to talk about today, but first, of course, Fly Fishing Nielsen ratings came in. And it's the best news I could have at a tough time. I've surged to over 500 listeners.
There we go. That's
Jesus.
Awesome.
I mean, you know, right? You know, to go from basically a flat line of 0 to 50 and then 50 to 500, it proves that one thing, you know. Listeners love misery. Right? They're right? Yeah. I'm sorry, but it's fucking true. But what I want to get back to what we are. And that's really important. I want to get back to fly fishing.
Sounds good.
Okay. There we go. Two things happened this week that impacted me as far as vendors. Okay, the first thing is that Sage just released the Sage R8 LL, the light line. Updated, brand new, medium to softer action rod for a Sage. Okay? And, you know, it is just butter.
It's nice.
Oh my God. I mean, it's like, you know, Master Gallup, the man who I've, you know, he's streamer Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't fucking, you know, I don't say that like it's a joke. You know, I have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, he did a good podcast or a good something where he basically came out and said, you know, you don't need to spend more than $5 for a rod.
See, I almost watched that podcast.
You didn't see it.
I seen it on there. I almost watched it. I didn't watch it.
I saw some excerpts just because somebody sent them to me. And of course, you know, everything the master said made sense. You know, it did. You know, and you don't need to fucking spend more than a few $100 to enjoy a fly fishing experience, right? Okay. However, there is a huge difference between a $25 blowjob and a $500 blowjob. I mean, that was too much, wasn't it?
I like the analogy.
Well,
like
okay. Analogy. Do you understand?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not saying that an entry-level fly rod or an imported price point-oriented fly rod is not effective, right?
Right, yeah.
Just like a $25 blowjob. But from an enjoyment standpoint and a fulfillment standpoint, right, as well as optics, I'd go with the $500 one. Blowjob, that is. Okay, I'll quit that. All right, I'm just trying to have some fun here. You know, the master is right. You don't need to spend that kind of money. And, you know, we've talked about the saturation of product in the marketplace, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and is there any more saturation than fucking fly rods?
Yeah, there's something.
Whew. I mean, you got, what is that fucking, you know, what, moonshine? Fire truck? You got all these fucking, like, I mean, I'm not, hey, you know, you moonshine cats out there, don't get upset. It's all good. I'm sure they're good rods. But is it just me, or can anybody make a fly rod now?
There it seems like I see a new brand, you know, every other month or so, you know.
With what I'm saying is the online marketing. You can scroll through fucking, you know, I mean, boom, and there it is. It's just they're able to really get to the core consumer. 10 years ago, you couldn't do that.
Yeah, you had to go through the fly shops.
Well, you had to do that, or you had to advertise in a print magazine or just something like that. But now it's just, you know, what percentage of active fishermen under, or fly anglers under 50, you know, are on social media? a lot.
Yeah, huge percentage.
Huge, like huge. So they can fucking buy an advertising spot that goes right to those cats.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just that easy and that pointed now.
Especially so, nowadays when your phones are listening. You mentioned Flyer.
Every bit of it. Every bit of it. So why do I bring that up? I'm just saying because that just shows you how people can sell rods.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, when you've got a rod that, you know, is moonshine. Now, moonshine. I mean, you know, moonshine, I I'm sure they're excellent rods. I've never wiggled one. You ever cast one? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've seen the ads for them.
Okay. And you know, and they're probably a damn good rod. But the bottom line is that a lot of people are buying them, I think, without touching them.
Yeah, that's just weird to me.
Okay, so what does that mean? Like, so you're selling a rod to somebody that's never even fucking wiggled it. Never assessed the weight, right?
Yeah.
Okay? So that's 100% marketing.
Marketing goes a long way.
Oh man, fuck! I mean, we could use some here.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. I mean, seriously. But with the marketing now, my point is, I referenced the new Sage. It's like that is a rod that has a pedigree of decades of rod design, material value, all of it.
Yeah.
Somebody's buying a rod without even looking at it, and I think they're doing it because of a name. Right? So when Master Gallo says you don't need to drop, you know, too much money to get a good, competent rod, he's right. But the one thing you can never, ever prove to anybody that's a caster is that the accuracy that comes with a better fly rod. I mean, it's like, you know, my shop, and I don't want to get too much into this because we don't have a lot of time, but my shop isn't really a casting shop. Right? That means that, like, you know, if somebody's going to buy a fly rod for me, they want to cast a fly rod, boom, we're out there. Right? But I'm not one of those dudes like, hey, you know, I got 20 minutes to not fucking do anything, so let's go out and fucking cast this fly rod to somebody not buying it.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
So with the new Sage, the new Sage R8LL, it is so smooth on your forward cast and your delivery that when you drop that thing, that fly line tip, that faux bug, doesn't vary as it drops.
Dang.
It's just like it really. And you know, I'm not a great caster. I'm a good caster, but not a great one. So go into your fly shop. Go check out the new Sage R8LL. It's a beautiful rod. Retail, $1,000, I think, give or take.
You know, yeah, right. Yeah.
That's a tough sale. It's a lot easier to sell a $300 rod than a $1,000 rod.
It is, but you know, I think these $1,000 rods. It's also, in my mind, it's a lot like buying an Able. It's a statement too.
It is. But you need your rod more than you need a reel.
Oh yeah, 100%.
The rod to me is obviously, excuse me, the foundation of just casting enjoyment.
Yeah.
Straight up, right? So check out this new rod, especially if you're a top-tier rod purchaser, which we love here at East Rosebud. All right? So secondly, today I want to talk about something that kind of caught my eye on social media that surprised me. So there's a shop that I think is in Paradise Valley. There's a lot of not knowing here, so, you know, please excuse me. But it's a Montana shop, and they caught my eye because as I did my scroll thing here, it had a big fucking Sims trout with a big red fucking X through it. Right? And it didn't come from a consumer. It was a shop.
Yeah, that's weird.
Well, I mean, I never go to this shop, anything. I don't check out other... I mean, I'm a fly shop owner of almost 2 decades in the state of Montana. And as Christ is my witness, I've never one fucking time gone to another shop Instagram, Facebook, or website. Not one time. Because I don't give a fuck, right? Yeah, I got my own jam.
Yeah.
I got enough to worry about here, right? But I know consumers do that. And so I saw this like Sims logo with this X. And I mean, you know, you cut my arm open and I bleed orange. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I fish in Sims. I eat in Sims. I live in Sims. I work in Sims. I fuck in Sims. I mean, the whole thing. Like, I'm a Sims guy.
Yeah.
So when I see this big fucking X through this Sims trout, I'm going to hit it. And basically, it was a tirade on how Sims is sold out. And this is, of course, due to their purchase by Vista Outdoors in the last 36 months or however long it's fucking been, right?
Yeah.
You know about all this shit, right?
Yeah.
And it went on to explain how their product has just gone through the shitter. Their customer service is crap. They're sucking corporate dick. I mean, just the whole thing was just this kind of attack on all sides. And then you go to the fucking comments page, and I was like, Jesus. It was like, on a vendor, personally, it's the biggest pile-on I've ever seen.
Damn. They're letting them have it, huh?
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, yeah, letting them have it, right? And so number one to start, and I want to make sure that whoever these cats are at this fly shop, they're not thinking I'm coming down on them. You know, hey, free speech, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, free speech. I mean, I'm a loudmouth, and I'm a pot stirrer, right? And I got just a big fucking mouth, obviously. Obviously. But I'm not sure if personally I would on social media publicly take it to a vendor. I don't know if I would do that. And I don't know if I would do that like to a big vendor. And not because I'm afraid of any repercussions or any of that shit. I mean, let's face it. This sugar beaver scorched earth right now. I've said it all, haven't I?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Open book.
Too much. Too much. But my point is that, you know, so I'm willing to, you know, put my dick on the chopping block if I believe that it's not going to get chopped off. But I was surprised that this shop went at this tactic because and I'll get into what it was all about, but just because optically, you know, to me, I deal with the buyer of waders and boots and sportswear and outerwear every fucking day, right? Every day.
Yep.
And I get a lot more people through my fucking doors than this place does. I guarantee you that. Okay. And that's just kind of a proximity location thing, right? I'm in a city, yo, a Montana city, yo, a metro fly, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Right. I just was sitting there thinking to myself, I just it's hard for me to believe any of this. I mean, I'm just not calling somebody. I'm not calling out anybody as not being truthful here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But I'll roll through a couple things. Number one, I personally haven't seen one motherfucking difference to my relationship with Sims since before they were bought with Vista. By Vista, excuse me. I mean, to me, I would call it unfucking changed. So, I mean, am I talking to them every day? No. But just in terms of general interactions, especially with them being smart enough to maintain my territory sales rep, Eric Neufeld. Yeah. That's a big fucking deal right there. That's the best move Vista made. Okay? I'm sitting there kind of thinking to myself, I don't see that. Then, of course, comes the second question in this feed and then this pile on, right? The quality's terrible. And I was amazed as I clicked on the comments, and there was a bunch, like more than, I mean, we're talking dozens, right? This thing's fucking. I'm sitting there thinking, I sell hundreds of thousands of dollars of Sim shit a year, excuse me. I don't ever see any of that. I mean, it was just like fucking, you know, Mars and Earth.
Yeah.
As far as the Sims experience, right? And that's what, you know, their corporate sellouts, their customer service sucks. This is the feedback from this post in general. And then I get to this comment where this cat is showing a pair of boots after just leaving the comment. You know, I had a brand new pair of Sims boots, never worn. And I fucking one day used them and both soles came off. And I'm sitting there going, bitch. I mean, I don't believe that. I mean, I don't believe that. Yeah, you know, I mean, again, that's not a, you know, this motherfucker's a liar. No. But I just don't believe it. And so it ends up kind of being, I click on this picture of these boots because this dude posts these boots that soles came off. And it was interesting. These were a brand new pair of Sims boots that are at least 10 to 12 years old, maybe a little bit longer. And what they were is they were a pair of guide boots with spikes pre-put in them.
Okay.
It was a limited run. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right, and it was before fucking a lot of cleat use.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, this is like a decade.
It was like, at that point, it was like newer technology.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And these were also, these are spikes that are like a witch's tit. Sharp. Dangerous. You don't want one. I mean, really, they're like, it's just an older style pair of boots. Brand new, not worn. And I'm thinking to myself, dude, those are 10 to 12 years old. Plus. And if your experience is that they just fell apart, I can tell you why. That fucking glue that they adhere a sole to an upper, that shit don't fucking last forever sitting in a box.
Yeah, it doesn't.
And it doesn't last forever not used. So I'm literally thinking, I'm looking at this dude's example of railing on Sims, and I'm thinking, he either bought these boots secondary, literally saved them for all this time, and of course Sims didn't fucking touch them. They're a fucking decade-old pair of boots.
Yeah.
Of course Sims didn't touch them. And I kind of go through this whole thing, and I'm only bringing it up, you know, because number one, the experience with Sims is in my opinion, as both a retailer, a fly fisherman, and a businessman, is superb.
Awesome. Yeah, I've never had no problem with
Sims. I'm not talking them up here. I'm really not.
I wear Sims waders and boots. I never had a problem.
There were so many comments about like waders and boots leaking out of the box. This motherfucker buys these Sims, puts them on, goes out, and he's wet. I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, and obviously I'm not saying that whoever went through this experience that it didn't happen. I'm just saying that I do way more Sims volume, way more than either this shop or any of these fucking customers that were complaining about Sims.
Yeah.
Okay? And I don't have that experience in here.
And there's always going to be problems with some of them, right?
But you
would be seeing the returns.
Oh, you know? God. That's the whole point to me yakking is seeing the returns.
Yeah.
Straight up. Because I mean, you walk in here, let's say you're not a guide. Let's say you don't get a pro deal. Let's say you walk in here and you're like, hey, I need those $700 Sims G3 waders. Okay? Boom. I take 7 bills. Man's out the door. If he has a problem with those waders, is he going to like shut up and not say anything?
Yeah, he's going to bring them right back.
Right back. Same day. And so it's hard for me to believe just all of the stories involved in this post.
Yeah.
You know, I bring this up because I feel like the reaction that this shop got was significant. I mean, it wasn't just like...
And then you got to think, like, you know, every person that sees that, they might have, you know, their experiences might be right? But what percentage of the people who may get a bad pair of waders, you know, probably a small percent, you know, if it is happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the whole thing is just, for me, it's difficult because it's like, you know, do I worry about this post affecting my business because a lot of people are going to see it and then not buy Sims? Fuck, of course not. Of course not.
I wonder if Sims is going to say anything.
I can't say. I mean, they know because I talked to somebody in Sims, not my rep. But I talked to somebody in Sims that was in my shop about it. And, it's interesting. This shop, and again, this is not a podcast dissing on this shop. I'm not going to say what it is, but you can find out fast enough. This shop had another rant, another outburst on Sage in Reddington 2-3 years ago. Same thing. Posted online. Hey, we're having a Sage bonfire in the parking lot in 5 minutes. Come on out. We got fucking, you know, hot dogs and buns here. I mean, this is a good shop. I'm not, you know, I know a lady casting pro instructor affiliated with this shop who is beyond legit. So, no issues. But it is the same shop that did this Reddington Sage thing, and I can't remember if it was because they were selling on Amazon, which means different than selling themselves online.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah. Yep.
That means they give Amazon an inventory.
Yeah.
When they did that, I was like, fuck Sage. Fuck Sage. I was pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, gotta be at that point. Yeah.
I wasn't pissed when they decided to sell direct. They have every right to sell direct.
Yeah.
You know, the idea in today's marketplace, and you know, I'm shutting my Billings shop and my Red Lodge shop down because of money. I mean, it's personal, but it's still money.
Yeah.
These companies need money. Moonshine Rods need money. Echo needs money. Say, I mean, everybody needs money to survive, right? It's tough.
Yeah.
So I totally get, you know, the fact that, like, they would sell direct. But selling on Amazon, I understand why this shop got pissed off. I
do. Yeah, yeah.
And if that's what the post was about, I get it. It might have been the post about them just selling direct. And all I can tell them or anybody else in modern-day retail, especially flying tackle, is that's wasted energy, motherfucker.
Yeah. I mean, you have to sell direct.
Not only that, but, like, you know, Sims is a good company. Sage is a good company. You know, you might not like what they did, and I just gave you examples of when, you know, when I didn't like it. You know, when I got the, back in, I'll call it 2010, 2011, I got a FedEx priority envelope that came directly to me from Sims. And in this envelope was a single letter from Casey Walsh, the former owner. Beautiful man. Really, a nice man. This letter basically said, after lots of debate and lots of issues, guess what, motherfucker? We're going to start selling direct to our consumer online, blah, blah, blah. They're one of the first big-time vendors to, like, actually do that. Like, they really were. They were one of the first big-time vendors to actually start selling directly to the consumer.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And it ended up kind of being one of those things where it was like, you know, startling. I took this letter, and across it in Sharpie, I went lame. L-A-M-E, boom, 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 3 straight exclamation points. Turned right around to my fucking fax. Believe it or not, that was back in the day when there was a fax. And I sent it right to the fucking fax number on that letter. Literally in 90 fucking seconds, my territory rep calls me and says, "What the fuck?" I'm like, "Bitch, you didn't even tell me. You were in my shop 10 fucking days ago." So it's not like everything's been rosy with me when it comes to vendor dynamics and relationships, right?
Yeah, because I remember they used to have a website for the product, but they wouldn't show prices. You can order, you used to say, "Visit your local fly shop."
Yeah, I get it. So anyway, but like I said, this shop has done this with a couple of different vendors, and I don't think there's any value to that at all. I think that the reason is because I think that you burn a bridge.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that, you know, that shop's already decided, hey, fuck it, we're gonna be done anyway. Or, I mean, just in the sense of carrying the stuff, so it doesn't matter. But I just think it's grandstanding. And I'm a grandstander. Okay, I do. I think it's rabble rousing.
Yeah.
Right? I think Sims openly takes reviews on their website, right? And I you know, unless you get, like, nasty, profane, personal, it's gonna stay up there when you say Sim sucks dick. Sim sucks. You understand? Yeah, I mean, right. Yeah, yeah, it's like, I don't think that they're hiding from critique.
Yeah.
And, you know, the idea that Sims wouldn't turn around or replace a pair of defective waders that are trying to be exchanged or returned within a decent amount of time, you know, I don't see that. So, you know, East Rosebud, and this includes East Rosebud as I transition to my new location, my new shop, I'm going to be a motherfucking dedicated diehard Sims dealer. And Sage, too.
Great companies.
Great so, product. Yeah. So, you know, believe what you want from the whole, you know, they're not the same company, and they don't take care of you, and blah, blah, blah. Believe what you want. But I'm here to tell you, somebody that lives in the trenches every fucking day, it's not true. All right? That's it. Anything?
No. Shoot. Thanks for having me on.
Pleasure. We're going to keep going. All right? This is the Foul Hooked Whitey. We're out. Bam.